Glory be to God. You know, this morning, well, let's say this. You know, last Sunday, the Lord blessed us. He did. He blessed us with the man of God that came and preached. He released a word. He released a word. He didn't just preach a word. He released a word in this house. Amen. But he released this house. Amen. And I thank God for him, you know, bringing him in and using him for that purpose and that cause. Amen. But also, what I'm going to share with you this morning, I actually started it Tuesday. And I was, you know, the theme of our mantra this year is the kingdom of heaven is at hand. But the Spirit of the Lord talked to me and told me that before I even go into that, I need to establish something in regards to where we are. Because sometimes you may not even understand where you are and you're trying to operate in what's going on. And if you don't understand where you are, you can miss the move, even though you're involved in the move. Amen. So I felt led this morning that I'm going to recap what I taught Tuesday night, but I'm going to go ahead and complete it. Amen. Because I want us to understand the favor factor. Amen. There's the favor factor. There's some things about favor that we need to acknowledge and understand that we're in. This ain't something that's going to happen. We're in the favor. Come on, somebody. Just give me about a little about another 30 minutes, and I'm going to help you understand we're already in the favor. Amen. Let's stand to our feet. Open up your Bibles. Glory be to God. And let's go to Job chapter 36. Job chapter 36. Glory be to God. When you get there, give your neighbor a high five and say, I'm there. Amen. And let's read this together in unison. Job chapter 36. And verse 11. And let's begin. If they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure. Father, in the mighty name of your son, Jesus Christ, may you add a blessing unto us. May you multiply us. May you increase us, God. Enlarge us. Thank you, Father God, that you would bless the hearers, but most assuredly bless the doers in Jesus' wonderful name. And we all said amen.
Amen.
And amen. You may have your seats in the presence of the Lord. Job chapter 36. You know, one of the things that, you know, I love to stay up here, but up here don't help me get to you. Come on, somebody. I like to come down. I'm one of them up close and personal. I got to be next to you, looking in your eye. Make sure you're with me. Because this is so important to our lives. See, our lives is lived by the glory of God. Amen. I'm talking about the glory. See, sometimes terms sound so spiritual. When I say glory, we all up in heaven. But glory is heaven down on earth. So our lives is lived by the glory, is by the impression, is by the Spirit's attributes working in our lives. Amen. We are what we are because of the grace of God. So the glory of God is shining bright in our lives. Amen. He said when Moses tried to get with him and tried to follow him, he said, Moses, I can't talk to you face to face. But what I do is I'll let you see my glory. And my glory is my hind part. It's that which I done already done in your life. So look behind you and you're going to see goodness and mercy. Because that's the glory of God operating in your life, which was goodness and mercy. I won't mess with both of them terms because both of them would separate everything you got. It would categorize what you got, how you got it, and put it in its proper place. Because you either got it by goodness or you got it by mercy. Come on, somebody. I know you got it, but I'm trying to tell you how you got it. It was God's goodness and God's mercy that allow us to walk in what we have, be who we are, still standing here in your right mind. Come on, somebody. But now, watch this. That's not the main point I wanted to pull out. One of the things that God has done with this house is he's blessed us because we're blessing him. Not that we're perfect. Don't ever think that you are like that. Don't think your pastor like that. I'm not in no sin, but I ain't perfect. because I'm not Jesus. Let's get there. So I'm striving, I'm pressing towards that mark. Amen. But I'm giving him my whole worship. I'm giving him everything I have. But also in exchange, what he's giving me is his glory. He's allowing the glory of God to rest up on this house and rest in our lives. You know how long, come on, church. You know how hard it is to get into the presence of God? I'm talking about, I ain't talking about going to church, because you go to church don't mean you're in his presence. You're in their presence. Getting in his presence is when you and him get in alone. Come on, some. And me and him become intimate in fellowship, koinonia. And then he allows his intimacy is into me. I let you see. But you can't see into me until me and you get alone. So if we ain't getting alone, you can't see. And I'm not going to talk to you, share nothing with you, or give you anything because you don't value me like that. But because God has found favor in this house, that he find us pursuing him, chasing him, trying to live the best we can for him, he said, now let me favor them. And their favor is my presence. Not the presence. You know, the cause, that's not favor. You can work hard and get that. But the favor is his presence. Because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is. So that means I can do some things I couldn't do. I can have some things I couldn't have. I'm able to go some places I couldn't go because of his liberty, not my ability. But if I don't understand that I'm in that because I've been coming and I didn't see, because watch this. This transition happens in the spirit, not in the natural. Now, the purpose of the church is to bring what happened in the spirit down into the natural. That's why the scriptures say we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, spiritual wickedness in what? High place. These are the things that come up against us to rob us. You're not fighting with your husband or your wife. You're fighting with the spirit that got your husband or your wife. So if I don't understand the battle, I got him outside locked out the back door and the spirit's still walking. The spirit's still talking. And you won't never come in here. But he's already in there. Because you locked the wrong one out. Can I? So watch this. But that's not where we're at. Where we're at, we're up in an open heaven now. The windows of heaven is open unto us. Because whatever we're doing, whatever we're motivating, because see, you don't have to win to win. You just got to play right. See, the devil tell you, you ain't succeeded until you got a 100% bona fide change. No, that's not winning with God. Winning is the effort and the motivation to honor God until your change come. So some of us winning even though the situation ain't changed. Because you in the favor factor now. Now, can I work right here? Yeah, you're in the favor factor, church. See, the church is in the favor fact. We're experiencing stuff. We're walking in some stuff. Stuff is happening to us that we can't even explain. We didn't earn. Neither was it granted, but yet we got it. And then, but now let me slow it down because I want to get this real down so I can take off here. The favor factors, there's three components, and I wrote them down, but not only did I write them down, I went and chased the definition of what they were so you could see sometimes you don't even know you've been experiencing favor because you have not identified what favor is, so you're calling it something else. Can we work right here? Let's go. Now, the favor factor is the fruit of favor. You got to put that down. This is the fruit of favor. Watch this, because when I was listening to, I was reading a book, and I love to read books, but I was reading a book, and it's a term that they use, and it's called the derivatives. This is a term they're using in financial situations, which they are robbing us, but we won't mess with that yet, because I'm going to teach the church and get our young folk in here to teach them about money, because the only thing we don't learn in school is money, but that's the thing that we use every day. But the way to keep you the ignorance is the way I keep the system going. Because if you ever learn how to handle your money and run money, you won't be subject to the money issue that's going on. But we won't deal with that today. We're going to deal with the derivative. And the derivative is that which is a fruit of what was. Amen. So in regards to the church, you got derivatives. We have salvation, but because of salvation, you got churches. Churches is a derivative of the salvation. Salvation is what God gave to man, amen, through Jesus Christ. But in order to get the program operating, we need churches to facilitate salvation. Because you just don't walk around in just salvation. You got to go somewhere where they're teaching and building and developing. So this is the derivative of that. Is that right? I'm trying to see, we want to make it real simple. See, we're walking in the fruit of favor. So the fruit of favor, what I'm about to share with you, is a derivative of favor. It's what favor releases. First thing favor release up on us is promotion. Come on, somebody. See, some of us are experiencing promotions, but we don't call it favor. But and let's make sure we understand that this is happening to us. Promotion is an advantage in rank or position. Have anybody got an advantage or increase or acceleration from their position? You don't even have to be, because it said rank and position. I could have just got an increase. I didn't get a new title. But that was favor. I want to teach you that you're in favor now. But if you don't understand what favor is, this is why we don't give God all the glory, because we're looking for miracles. And you're walking in favor all the time. But you don't count that as favor, because we classify it as something else. But that's the favor of God on your life. So he said an advantage in rank or position. But not only that, it's an act of promoting. Amen. It's an act of promoting. Now, this was interesting to me, because it said the act of promoting versus the state of being promoted. See, the act of promoting. There's some of us right now, God is in the process of promoting you. Come on, you better come on with me. I'm telling you, you're under favor. And if you don't understand what favor looks like, you won't be able to acknowledge it and cooperate with it, and most of all, give glory to God for it. He says this is the act of favor. Some of us right now, God is dropping visions on them and dreams on them. And see, this is the act of favor. I didn't say you were in the state. Because in the state means I'm in the current position. I'm operating from the place. I'm saying you're in the act. It's developing. They calling you in, telling you, come talk. Let me show you this. And some of us, we're so modest, just like I was about to miss my blessing if you gave me a dollar or 10,000. Because I'm too humble. I didn't want to be in the act of receiving. Come on, church. I was saying, no, don't tell them my birthday, because I just want to stay clean. I want to stay right. But don't you know I like money too? I'm in the act of being blessed. Now, some of y'all just got to act like it. But watch this. God says, I'm in the place of promoting you. I'm setting things up to move you, but you got to cooperate with me. Like he say, you got to, come on, take it by faith. Now, watch this. I can work with him. He dropped it off. I'm going to pick it up and take it home. But he said the act of taking. Faith takes what grace provides. See, grace already gave you something. God gave you something in your name. You don't know what it is, but faith got to take it. It ain't here, but it's here. Meaning it ain't in the natural, but grace done released it. So I got to take my faith, which is the currency of heaven. See, you can't spend money in heaven. You spend money in the church. But in heaven, you got to spend faith. For without faith, it's impossible. So therefore, if you ain't operating in faith, you can't get nothing from heaven. There it is, there it is. So now watch this. He says we're in the act of being promoted. So whatever God telling you to do, don't wrestle with it because you don't know what it is. Yeah. It's favor coming to your house. Yeah. But not only did he say you had the advantage, you got the act of favor, the state of being promoted, but it's furtherance and encouragement. See, when God promotes you, he furthers you. It can be in school, it can be in finance, it can be a relationship, but the favor of God has just furthered you. Meaning favor took you where you did not get to, but yet you've been to possess. I didn't earn it. I didn't do anything to get it, but favor granted it to me. They just come up and say, we was considering, we thought, now I wasn't even thinking about you. I wasn't thinking about the opportunity, but favor granted to further you. But not only that, because y'all looking at me like that, it's great, it's promotion, but watch this. It's also, now this is such a powerful, it's provisions. See, because favor also grants provisions. Is it anybody in here, God, sustaining you? I'm talking about, come on. Now let's look, y'all. Come on, let me help you. This is why, you know, can I throw this plug in for tithes and offerings? I'm not never pushing nobody to tithe because I'm trying to get your money. But the kingdom doesn't live on currency. The kingdom operates off of God's economy. So even though the world is struggling and wrestling, do you know that if you're in God's economy, this is your opportunity? See, I'm not trying to get your money out of you. I'm trying to get more money to you by putting you in another economy. See, when you get into the economy of God, the favor of God is up on your money. If you stay into the economy of man, you trying to watch when it go up and when it go down. But when you're in the economy of God, there's no down. Even when you're down, you're still up. Come. God is trying to, see, you ain't going to get that next level of breakthrough. You ain't going to, I don't care how hard you try, you'll try to come up with 5 more inventions to try to create what God's economy has already prepared for you. See, you're going to see, this is a prepared blessing. See, you know when they outside and they telling everybody to diversify your funds because they tell you to take your money and switch it all the way around and put it in different places. Well, really a diversified account is a person that don't really know where to put their money. Because once you diversified, even if this one go up, that one go down, I still ain't won nothing. But if I know and focus what I'm doing with my money will always increase. God says, focus your money. Put it in the kingdom first. That's the first principle of your increase as a man and woman of God. And then from there, God will take your money and cause it to multiply independent of what the system is doing. Because you're not in that economy. You're not in that economy. So I'm not really, I watch what they do for understanding. But my faith is in and what he tells me to do. But watch this. He said the provisions. Provisions is the clause in a legal position or a law. So I love it. Roy used to help me with this word, position. I'm working this here because I try to understand what's my position in the church, in the kingdom. Because I can be coming to church and never be successful in the kingdom living. Because I'm never cooperating with the church. I just attend church. I'm not applying to none of the rules. I don't be a part of none of the. So therefore, my position is not as good as my presence. But some people are in church and prospering. And the Lord is providing. His provisions is there. See, the provisions is the clause in the legal matter, meaning God has already said, I don't care what you're going through, however, what's happening out there, the provision for your life is there's a clause. You're under God's canopy of protection. I made a promise to take care of you in spite of what they're doing. That's the provision. It's a clause. It's a law that's set within the law. Oh, you come on, church. When you're living right with God, you're under the provisions of God. Not your job, not the economy. Come on. So not only the provisions, but also God providing or supplying of something. See, God is supplying and providing what you need. It ain't coming because you're just that wise, because they thought that much about you. No, this is the provisions of God. And if you ever cut God off, watch the provisions start cutting off. You can tell when they cut off, because when they don't increase in regards to promotion. And now even what you did have, you don't have no more. The Bible says it's like putting the money in a bag with holes in it. I keep losing. Where did that go? Somebody got some. What's in your sock? You got my money. Because I'm keep losing it, and I'm trying to gain, but I'm losing. Because I'm not under the provisions of God. But not only the providing and supplying, also the arrangement or the preparation beforehand. Watch this. This is so powerful. God has already preordained some of us to be, to do, and to have. You better hear me, man. You're just going to develop and enhance the gift he gave you and making it produce what it's capable of doing. But it was already pre. You ever been out of the wheel and got back in the wheel? As soon as you got in the wheel, the provisions came, because they were already there. You just got out of the wheel. So he's already provided. That can be spiritually, physically, financially, emotionally, and even socially. Whenever you get out of the wheel, you start losing what you had. But the moment you get your heart right and repent, get back in, you start getting what you had. You already had this. You just forsook it for that. You know, some people do forsake the provisions. I don't care what they're giving me, what they're doing, what he promised. This is what I want to do. You just forsook your provisions. But not only that, the meeting the needs and supplying means. Now, if you really want to catch a vision, get one from God. Because when he give you one, encapsulated in the vision, when you open it up, is the provision. Not only did he give you a vision, you got a new ideal, a new dream, but he also gave you the provisions for the dream. That's why you say, and anybody say, you know, when God called you to do something, if God called you, he already provided. It's already a success. You just got to go through the process and due diligence of being obedient, and it will manifest itself because it was already in there. It's like in Deuteronomy, the Bible says in Deuteronomy 30, a seed begot of his own kind. When you take the seed and put it into the ground, that seed is a tree. It's a tree. It's just in seed form, but it's already an oak. You don't take it out the ground and do something to it to make it the big oak it became. It was an oak when you put it. Don't you know the baby is an adult? You ain't going to take the baby in the basement and do something to it to make it be bigger or, you know, become what it's going to manifest and develop into. It's already that now. It's just in that stage or season of its development. God already provided the means that he got for us. If you stay in the wheel, you'll run into the way. Oh, come on, church. So now watch this. Not only the provisions, not only the promotion, but the prosperity. See, there's a prosperity that comes with operating with God. You begin to flourish. You begin to walk in uncommon success. I'm talking about, is anybody doing any better than what you did 2 years ago? I'm talking about, is it? See, this is uncommon, but yet because I realigned myself back up, it's common now. It's so common, I done forgot that it changed. Because remember, a couple years back, it wasn't like what it is. That's why he say, forget not the Lord. Because see, you can forget the Lord because you done got caught up in the goods. But in order to keep your heart right, your mind right, you got to remember the Lord and his benefit. What? That he blessed you, brought you up, out, over, and into. That you can't go without honoring the Lord. God's been good to us. Go to Genesis chapter 39. See, not only will you flourish, you're walking successful, you start thriving in conditions. You know, where we used to be failing, Now you start thriving, man. It's on. It's I'm talking about, Doc, I'm feeling this. It's working. Why? Because favor is with you. And you don't hear the path of favor. You don't hear the place of favor. And now it's producing. And I can't take it for granted that it's automatic, because if I get off, it gets off. I can preach what he just said, because he said the woman with the barrels, amen? And he told her to go find all them barrels and bring them in so I can put oil in them. When did the oil stop? It's when she didn't have no more. The oil didn't stop. The barrels wasn't there. See, if you ever get off, the anointing is there. The grace is there. But you got to stay where you at to keep the flow going. Yeah, the barrel, the oil is there. There's no limit in the supply of the oil. It's the supply of the vessels. If she'd have kept going getting them vessels, she'd still been pouring right now. Oh, glory. Come on, somebody. God saying the only way you got off is because you got off. When you stop serving, let me just help you. Can I just? Because sometimes you can't tell the truth in church. Because people think the wrong thing because they haven't lived kingdom minded so long that they think worldly when you say kingdom principles. Giving, living, and worshiping is your kingdom lifestyle. If you're not doing them, you're not in kingdom. You go to church. If you ever want heaven to open for you, begin, because these are the principles that operate heaven. You can come to church and ain't prayed none day. Come on. Ain't read no Bible, ain't did nothing. You can walk right through that door. But you can't get in with God. You know, like you go to your safe, there's a combination. 24 left, 18 right, 22. Well, when you come before God, there's a combination. Tithes and offering, prayer, come on somebody, and obedience. God is not even going to open the safe, the window, unto you if you don't know that combination. I ain't heard from God. Do God talk to us? God talking to people every day. He just not talking to you. It ain't that he don't talk. He's not a deaf God. He just ain't talking to. If you want God to talk to you, know, that's one of the most powerful things I ever experienced. For God to talk to you. Man, that was back in the day, you know. I had to put everything down. Man, the doctor, my God talking to him, man. Let's put this down, man. We quit. I quit. He over here talking about God talking. We put the bottle down, put the smoke down. You talking about God talking to you? Man, we don't need to do this no more. I'm through. I'm going to the house, y'all. I ain't going to get no higher than this. That man talking about God talking. Yeah, you know how we used to do it. Come on now. That doctor stopped talking like that. You through. But we going to the house, man. He finna go. He on his way out of here. Boom! He popped right in front of you. But I didn't know, little did I know, that God do talk to folks. He just don't talk to, come on. Yeah, he talking to folks now. And you can tell those he talking to, because you'll see the fruit. Watch this. Are you in Genesis chapter 39? We know the story. We know the story, but I'm going to expedite it so we can. Is anybody sensing the favor of God? Now, we know Joseph, and he was at Potiphar's house. We all understand that, amen? But what I want to bring to point to light is that Joseph was walking in a favor with God that even caused the king to acknowledge that he had greater grace on him than the king did. And the king had the kingdom. You know, the king had the kingdom. He's the man. I mean, I can tell folk do whatever, but he recognized that there was something happening on that boy that wasn't happening with all them other subjects I got. To such a degree now, you know that has to be a powerful promotion. Come on. Because a favor brought promotion. He told, bring that boy from down there, bring him up here. Because he saw Joseph was prospering. Verse 6, he says, and he left all that he had in Joseph's hand. And he knew not. We won't work that. And he knew not aught he had, save bread which he did eat. And Joseph was a what? Goodly person and well favored. Joseph was a, now I'm going to give you a little something that's close to godliness. You got some good folks that's better than godly folks. Listen, listen. Their ability to cooperate, submit, because when you're on the job, I don't need you to be godly. That's your personal thing. I need you to be goodly. I need you to get this work done so we can be productive, so we can all go home. I don't need you to be in there praying. Now, I do appreciate that you're godly because that is an advantage to me. But far as production go, I need you to be. That's why he had to make the statement he was goodly and well favored. Because then we still got some work to do now. All that praying and jumping, we still got some work to get done. So I don't mind you having that, but I still need you to be goodly. Joseph had, he was skilled in what he did, but he was also favored. Because you know, when you, can I help you? When you do everything right, you know, the only reason you get in trouble, if you really think about it, is when you violate rules. The only reason why the man looking for you is because you ain't pay him. The only reason why they want to take the car because you, come on somebody. The only reason the traffic people talking about you owe them all that money because you ran the light. I mean, it ain't no real mystery. I know they done you wrong, but you ran the light. And it wasn't the light that got you in trouble. It was your disobedience to the rule of the light. So if we learn how to cooperate with the systems in our lives, you can be up under favor and don't even know it. Just simple obedience puts you up under favor and a grace. Simple obedience, you anointed. Bobo, sita da bo. Yeah. See, we so rica bo bo bo, and then won't even show up. Won't even pay the people. Re ba ba ba. And the man looking for you. You don't even have to pray for some people if you would pay them. They would believe what God you talking about if you pay your bill. I know that man loved the Lord. He pay every month. Whatever, whoever teaching him right. You got Joker, got Bible, come with everything, and they want to walk in there and ain't got your money. And want to tell you something about they God. And I don't want to hear that. Where's my money? Did God give you that money? See, now they're going to insult you and all that. But if you'd have came correct, they would even hear about your God. Talk to me, man. I got some kids that need to do just like you. You come every month. You're faithful. You got the money. I don't have to wrestle. I don't threaten you. I don't send Big Butch out to get you. You just come on in with your money. You got. I got folk, man. Butch got to get Butch. You know, them folks, they ain't trying to hear what I'm saying. We're learning to cooperate with the Spirit. There's an anointing on just your obedience. You look, now, watch this. With obedience, you release an anointing. That's why he was favored. Scripture says, no flesh will glory in my presence. God won't even, that's why some of us can't get our prayers through. Not released, but they can't get through because of my disobedience. I'm not cooperating. I don't know why we're going here, but we're here. I'm not cooperating with God. Therefore, my even though I prayed, but they are hindered. So I'm thinking God don't work. He does work, but God will not lie for you. Go to Psalms 106. Are you is it helping anybody? See, we can quit playing the real game and get into the game, which is not a game at all. It's a system that operates, and you are a system operator. You got to learn to operate the system that he's given us. And if you cooperate with God, God will turn your situations around. We want to turn around anointing without the cooperation. God said, I can't give you my blessings, my stuff, for you to take down there and let the world live off of. You won't honor me, but you want me to bless you. It doesn't work like that. I got blessings for you, But you're going to have to honor me. Because I'm under the law. I can't even give it to you. Because that's not how the system operates. Amen. God got some blessings waiting on all of us. The moment we cooperate with him, there's a release that come up on you, and it's called favor. I double dare you to take one of the situations you got and obey God in that area. I dare you. I just dare you. He didn't say try me. God said prove me. Try me means that I tell you, it can work and it can't not work. God said, I ain't never lied. It will work if you come on. Psalms 106, verse 13. Are you there? He says, verse 13, they soon forgot his works, and they waited not for his counsel. Watch this. Have you ever been blessed before? Just stay here. Have you ever been blessed? Do you really know God will bless you? Raise your hand if you know God will bless. Come on, you know it. Because see, some people, they ain't never experienced God blessing them. But if you know he'll bless you, then you know he's faithful to his word if he said he would do it. Well, then whatever area you receive counsel in, if you don't forget his works that he have blessed you. See, you can't, it's hard to trust a person you never trust before. But if I trust you before, it's not hard, you know. You say, Tramiel, you say, can I borrow $500? And I give him the five, and he bring the five back. Now I can trust him, and he can trust me. But it's hard to trust somebody I ain't never trusted before. We got to start off with $5, Doc. Yeah. Just go get some candy, come on back. Because I don't want to take no hit. But the more I can trust you because I experienced you, the more I entrust. I give you the 500. They say, who that? That's your man. Oh, go ahead and do that. Hey, and y'all was talking. I don't even have to consider who it is. I know who it is based on his integrity and his history. That's why the credit people always ask you. Let's get that report. I understand what you need, what you want, how bad, how much money you got. I need to see the report. Because if you ain't paid nobody, what would make me think you're going to pay? Amen. God said, my counsel I gave you. And if you remember what I've done for you, why would you wrestle with me now? I already proved that I do what I said I do for you. The relationship didn't just start. I'm a God that cannot lie. Do I got to prove to you every time that I'm not lying? Or can you just take me at my word? You treating God like he Bubba. Come on. You making Bubba prove, you know, where you going to get the money from? You working not? You ask Bubba 20 questions. God said, you don't have to ask me all them questions. I don't even lie. Everything I promised you, I do it. So why won't you obey what I tell you? My integrity is good. So is my name. Are you there? So he says right here. Now let's keep going. Let's keep going. Go to Ecclesiastes chapter 9. I'm going to get you out of here. Because not only, see, are we fixed in favor, established in favor, but some of us walking in a fixed favor right now. You're getting some special help. Some people, God is, you're fixed now. See, because watch this. Anything, an entity that is established, it operates on its own merits. If you've been obeying God and you're consistently walking with God, you're fixed in God's favor now. Unless you get off, everything you do gonna prosper. I mean, unless you get off, it's fixed now. You don't have to, when ministry, unless you do something bad, this is fixed. We love the Lord. We ain't just coming. We love God. We want to be with God. This is the house of God. Why wouldn't I come? Unless it ceased being what you said. Your job, you've been on it how long? 5, 10, 15? It's fixed unless you get off. God saying, if you learn to walk in my favor, it's fixed. Some of y'all will never see hard. Now watch this. It's a difference between hardship and hardness. Hardness is what you go through to be made a better person. Hardship is what comes up on you unaware. Now you can't control hardships. They called me and said, da 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 da. That's hardship, man. I wasn't prepared for it, didn't know it was gonna happen, but it happened. Hardness is God saying, I'm gonna promote you, but before I give you this next level, I gotta develop you. So let's begin to work on your finances. Let's get this right. Because you're going to this next level, but you can't go up there like this. So I gotta go through the process of hardness. I gotta stop drinking, gotta stop smoking. Come on now. I gotta stop. I can't spend money because we're preparing to get this house. We're preparing to do what we need to do. So in order for me to get the house, we can't go nowhere this for a whole season. I can't go buy all them shoes and stuff because I got to get my credit right, got to get this. So I got to go through the hardness of being made and prepared for the promise.
Thank you, Lord.
God says, listen, some of y'all will never see bad days again. You'll see growth days. Because every level has a different challenge. There's levels when you get to, you're going to have to deal with some stuff that you didn't deal with because you was not there. But now that you're going there, you got to deal with that to conquer that place and possess it. That's just called new growth. You know, everybody want a bigger house, don't you? But don't you know with a bigger house come more responsibility? Got to get a whole lot of stuff more done. Who going to cut the grass? Who going to do this? Who going to do that? But I still want the big house. So with much given, much required. But that's all right as long as he provide. I got the money to pay the people. Now the problem is I ain't going to pay nobody. So I'm cutting the grass, I'm jumping the tree, I'm kicking it, you know, clean the chicken. And I still got to go to work. Now employ the people to be blessed. So you can let your money become a blessing to somebody else. So you can be stress free. To make some more money, to sit there and come up with another ideal, being godly inspired.
All right.
You can't be inspired when you're confused.
All right.
When you're stressed out, you're running 20 doors, you can't hear. Because it's a still small voice. Hey, that ain't the voice you're going to hear. It's me. How you going to hear that with all that other noise going on? You ain't still nowhere. You ain't been still. Even when you steal, your mind is running 20 miles an hour. Because we ain't learned how to walk in the prosperity that he gave us. Some folks say, give it back. It's just too much. No, it's not too much. You just got to cooperate and operate with the increase. You've been promoted. So you shouldn't be doing all that no more. That's a good word for somebody. You shouldn't be doing all that no more. Bless somebody else to do that for you. So you can pay attention to what he gave you to. And don't lose your opportunity. Because they would be happy to be concerned about what you're talking about. Because they ain't got nothing to worry about. Are you with me? So not only is your special assistance, but you got special advantages. But you walk in special abundance. See, this special abundance is this. There's more prepared for you if you cooperate. Can I help this? This is a special abundance. I know you deserve and you earn and they're going to give you what they agreed to say they're going to pay you. But there's more for you to get out of even what they agreed to if you cooperate. Because if you bless them, they'll bless you. You know what an employee or employer really feels comfortable with? Somebody that don't stress them. Man, I give you more money just because you don't stress me. I got folk over here. Here he come. You know what I'm saying? Here they come. You say, you thought like they blessed me because I cut faster than everybody or I did something better? No. Man, I bless you because you don't bother me. I want you to just keep doing what you're doing because you don't bother me. I got some folk that bother me. But watch this, that the special grace comes in this. I let you get close enough to see what I'm doing. If anybody ever takes you and mentor you and tutor you, you just got promoted and you don't even know it. So you better hear me. Because they gave you their crab, not their cash. The crab is worth more than the cash. If I can teach you what I know, you just increase more than I paid you for what you do. Oh, you better hear me now. If they let you close enough, but if you bother them and wrestling with them, they ain't gonna let you close. I ain't gonna put you next to me to bother me. And pay you. Now I got to be crazy. It's just not gonna happen. But so you got a special abundance, you got a special, but then you got a special acceleration. See, when you're walking in this favor, there's an acceleration that's happening in your life. See, sometimes you don't even know increase had happened until you see the fruit of it. Because it was multiplying and accelerating through your obedience, not through your performance. Some people working and still ain't got no further than where they've been. Because there's no favor on their work. But when a person is complying and obeying, there is an acceleration that's happening even while you're getting paid. All right. All right. And see, the Lord is the one that promotes you. Don't look for your boss to be the one that, because he'll have you there for the next 20 years. Because it works for them. That's no great mystery. They ain't doing you wrong. It just worked for me. I'm paying you, so what did I do you wrong? Nothing. But the Lord will promote you through your faithfulness. That he'll call somebody else somewhere else to see the faithfulness that's up on your life. And they'll open up a door of opportunity that accelerates your vision. Am I helping you? You know, I wanted to go to this because God gave me something. I'm going to slip right in here. Amen. Y'all let me slip in here. I keep talking while I'm slipping. Yeah, I'm slipping in here. But God gave me something, and I wrote it down. Amen. This is what the Lord told me in my devotion. I wrote it down, and I told you I would present it to you. Here it is. This is December the 8th, my devotion on that morning. I was meditating on the word, sitting there, and the Spirit of God just whooped, fell on me. And he said, financial increase. Now, I'm like, because I'm thinking he's going to bless me. You know, come on now. I believe I'm praying for you, but don't you think I ain't praying for me. So I'm saying, okay, God, you're going to bless me. Financial increase. Hey! Everybody, I was sitting in the restaurant. I'm trying to hear. And I'm sitting up there looking just because I like to, you know, I'm one of them dreamers. I be sitting meditating. And when I go into that, the Spirit of the Lord begin to talk to me. I know two ways he talked to me. One, when my hand get hot. Come on, somebody. I know I ain't playing no game. Then I know when he talked to me because he called me to lock. And I'm just sitting there. And this is what he said to me. He says, financial increase. He said, in this body, there's one millionaire and above. Now, come on, somebody. I'm trying to tell you something. Now, watch this. I don't care what you're doing, where you at. The prerequisites for this is to cooperate with him. But if you get the system operating and the flow is going, you qualify for this statement. He ain't giving you a million if you don't tithe. Let me bust the bubbles right quick. Because everybody jumped up. No. But it's not unfair. It's how the system operates. Now, you can get a million, but he ain't going to give it to you. He ain't going to watch this. And now you don't have to have $1 million status. He can give you $1 million dream, a vision. You can have no money and become the money man. Don't tell me that ain't. They just pull that man off the street. They got him up there talking about how beautiful his voice is. Everybody signing him up. Don't tell me the Facebook man sitting up somewhere fumbling with the computer and wanted to talk to somebody else. And they figured out them in spot. Only problem is they ain't giving God the. So God looking for people that I can show the world. I can inspire them. But he says, there's one millionaire and above that's coming out of this ministry. Because the favor of God is on us. I got a place that I can pour out my spirit. I can inspirit folks. I'm telling you, in 3 to 5 years, we're not going to be who we are today. If you cooperate with God, I'm here to tell you, you'll be another person living on another level. Looking at everybody and they won't even know the difference. He says there's one millionaire and above. He said 250,000 a year. There's three people and above. I'm talking about 250,000 a year. No problem. Now, see, you got to catch this by the spirit. If you're just going to church, you still coming in, going out. What I got to get four more jobs? Don't kill yourself because it ain't going to work like that. You got to let God cooperate with God. You could be one obedience away from a transformation in your life. The same way salvation changed you from what you used to be to who you are today, sitting up here looking good, groomed up and all that, you could be one obedience away from your next level. He says you got 250, three people that's going to be 250,000 and above. You got five people that's going to be $100,000 and above. Now shout for them. Come on, somebody. Because now if I ain't got no money or I'm making $30,000, that sounds real good. He said there's 15 people that's going to earn $75,000 and above. Come on, shout for them. That's a whole lot of money now. That's a come up for those that ain't up there. Now, if you up there, you ain't shouting at that because you're talking about. But man, that doctor is getting 16,000. Come on, somebody. That's a whole lot of grace. But he says there's 25 people that's going to get 50,000 and above a year. Guys, I'm finna advance and promote the body. Oh, God. See, you got to walk with God enough to just believe him. See, now, when it sounds like it's crazy and stupid, don't you know that's the time that you got to put your faith and take. Your faith got to take what grace just said. I don't even know how to get 50,000. I don't even do nothing to get 50,000. But he said I'm going to get it. So I got to take it by faith and then cooperate with whatever he going to do to get me to 50. It ain't my job to get to 50. That's his job. My job is to cooperate with him to get it. See, we got to get out of this world and get in that world. He said there's 50 people that's going to earn 30,000 and above this year. Celebrate now. This somebody ain't got no job. 30,000 from nowhere. Then he said there's 100 people that's going to earn 15,000 and above. Now you got to decide which one of them groups you're going to be in. But if you release your faith and receive what grace has said, I'm going to shut it down. They told me I got 5 minutes. If I'm off that camera, cut the camera off and let's keep going. Listen. Because I'm pushing somebody to another level. And it's in our mind. See, God ain't, you don't have to make nothing happen. You just got to get in on what's happening. But I got to think like God. The Bible says them that come to God must believe that he is. See, the reason why some people don't really obey and trust Because they don't believe that he
is.
You can come to church and still don't believe that he
is.
But then after you believe that he is, you must believe that he is a rewarder of them that. So if he is who he is, then he can do what he said. And he will reward what I act on. See, believing is thinking he'll do it. Faith is acting on what you believe. See, I can be thinking all the time, but I never act on what I think. But to tell you, I can tell you when you're in real faith because you act on what you. It's a corresponding action to what you said you believe. You can tell me all day what you believe. I need to check the record to see if you acted on what you. It never went to faith. It just stayed in belief. You never went into faith. You sounded like faith, but you never went into faith because you never act on what you said you believe. Therefore, God is not even obligated to do what he promised. And you take that and apply it to any area of your life. Get your life in faith. And I'm here to tell you, your life will change. I'm talking about a change. Metamorphosis, standing right. Don't you know we all have changed across this room? You used to be what? Don't tell nobody, you scare these people. But you used to be that, but you're not that anymore because you changed. If that can change, what else can? Because you never thought that would change. Is it anybody in here ever thought God couldn't save them? I'm talking about, you know you. And you say, God can't save me. He ain't going to take me. You know, because I know me. I'm just. And God saved you. Don't you think he can save your issues? Oh. Let me give you one more text and I'm going to let you go home. I know they pray for the people that want to pray for me. There's a couple of them want to pray for me. I just love Jesus. I can't. Go to Luke chapter 2 and verse 49. Somebody go to Luke chapter 2 and 49. And somebody hold James. And I'm going to get you out of here. Chapter 4, verse 6. Luke. See, the problem with a lot of us, we ain't about our father business. We about your own business. That's why the kingdom won't come to your house. He told Zacharias, come down from up out of that tree. For the kingdom is at your house. But long as you're doing what you're doing, it ain't going to come to your house. Are you in Luke chapter 2? Look at verse 49. You know, he's talking to his disciples, and you know, Jesus dealing with them, and they all down there running around looking for him. In verse 49, he says, and he said unto them, how is it that you sought me? Wish you not that I must be about my father's business. You thought I was over there playing like you playing. Didn't you know I got to be about my father's? I got to cooperate with my father that the grace of God can be up on. Amen. James 4 and 6, and we out. This is my James 4 and 6. You say, why are you giving me so many scriptures? You need Bible. Because watch this. One young man preached something so good, he said a lot of people walk around talking, but they ain't saying nothing. See, the only thing move heaven is the word of God. So if you ain't speaking what God said, God ain't listening to what you talking about. So you got a lot of people talking, but they ain't saying nothing. Heaven ain't even moving off of what you talking about. Because as an ambassador, you must speak what he. It's written. That's your vocabulary in that dimension. Amen. So if you want the power of God to be released in your life, you got to begin to say what he. Or you're running up on folks talking. They just talking. They ain't saying nothing. James chapter 4. Are you there? Look at verse 6. He says, for I am now ready to be offered, and the time. No, I'm in 2 Timothy. Excuse me. That sounded good. Yeah, that sounded good. I was going to work with it if I stayed there long enough. I'd have said something out of there. I got something out of there. Yeah. All right, James chapter 4, verse 6. It says, but he giveth more grace. Wherefore, he said, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the. See, you got to humble yourself to acknowledge, to say like Jesus said. Well, Jesus had all that power and glory, but he said, not my will. He was even at the point he's going to die. And he said, not my will, but. See, you got to give up your will, your way, and let his way become the rule, the principle that you operate by. Until then, you're not going to walk in the grace that he offered you, even though it's in your name. And the saddest thing, I'm going to tell you something, you really go home. The saddest thing you'll ever see is somebody come up in the ministry, new, walking in grace, walking in, and their anointing is just like yours. And you see them doing what you know God told you to do. What God just showed you, I'm not waiting on you. You told me no for the last time. And you'll see them come up and they walking in the same vision, same anointing. They got the same spirit because y'all can get to talking and just like my baby jump. That's your replacement. That's your replacement. Because God said, we had my men group and the Holy Spirit told me to tell them, I'm not going to wink at you. Because I got to be about the Father's. It's people and things waiting on you to get in your place. But if you refuse to get there, Mordecai told Esther, you was born for such a time as this, but be it known unto you that I'm not trusting in you. My faith is in God. Because if you don't do it, he'll raise up another. Give the Lord a hand of praise.